Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Time for market analysis now. Monday, the bell of the ball, the leader in the race, soybean oil trading in expanded limits. Christy Van On of Van On & Company.
Yeah, soybean oil has just been on a tear, and it really started with those the official kind of push from President Trump and EPA on their blending mandates for renewable diesel. Those are 2026 and 2027 that they have pegged in there. And it's just really brought out the best in soybean oil. It's done the opposite, obviously, for soybean meal. But that's really nice to see, because if we are going to continue down this path of a trade war, or we're going to continue, like, we can fix that, right? We could work together and hopefully be able to get something signed or an agreement of some sort. It might take some time. But one thing we really have to note is that even with having, you know, good relationships with China and them buying our beans, Brazil is taking over the world market for soybeans.
For sure.
They continue to prioritize soybeans. We know that, you know, China and Brazil want to work together. And so we do need to make sure that domestically we're doing something to protect ourselves. And one of that is just, you know, how profitable, how great crush has been for the U.S. on so many factors. And we saw that reconfirmed here last week from EPA that they want to push those higher numbers. And that's where you're seeing that biggest push from soybeans. And oil, unfortunately, today it looked like they were about the only ones that could keep it together. Everything else had a little bit of a rough day.
Yeah, kind of like back to normal trading ranges again. Up 6, down 9 in the corn. I'm sure you've thought about this, but it's probably really hard to calculate. What is this going to do for soybean basis?
Yeah, you know, you would think it would be friendly in the long term, but right now we're actually seeing quite an ugly situation when it comes to soybean basis. We had ADM take the lead and move their contract from the July and roll it all the way out to November for all bids, meaning if you were delivering in August, it's still going to be bid off that November future. And it just really killed the market when you looked at those price levels altogether, and really took, like, I mean, a solid 30, 40, 50 cents off of the market. And so that's not what we want to see. And so eventually, yes, it should be supportive of this market, but we're seeing in some circumstances, ADM came out and just said they can't be profitable right now when crushing, that they were going to move those bids and back off of that. And so that was a little bit troublesome for the market, but theoretically it should be helpful for us.
Sure. And probably means more soybean acres next year, but too late for this year, huh?
You know, to be honest, I don't think it would have changed. If you would have had this information come out 2 months ago, I don't know if it would have even changed a farmer's sentiment on planting soybeans. The profitability is just not there. It's not even there right now. Today we moved to 30% marketed for new crop soybean marketing just via a strategy in the account. We didn't want to be locked in at the elevator because we do feel like soybeans could really have a story moving forward into late summer, into kind of that fall timeframe, because there isn't a lot of soybeans around with those low acre numbers. But it's been even difficult to get farmers to do that just because this price level really is not all that profitable. So I'm not sure you would have seen more soybeans. Eventually, we're going to have to see soybeans go back unless you want to continue to go corn on corn. But it's got to make up some ground here moving forward next year if it wants to be competitive with the corn market.
Yeah. And how about the corn? Are you everybody focused on new crop now? And we dropped 9 cents today in the front month.
Corn has been extremely frustrating to me over the last couple months. You've had quite a bit of friendly information thrown at this market, and it just seems like it can't do anything. Managed money has been aggressive sellers of corn. But you look at it, we have really a decently tight carryout for old crop corn right now. And then what we're penciling in with a record yield is still not all that big. And so I just think the market is looking at it and saying, hey, there's rains in many areas that, you know, rain makes grain, and that we don't need to see this market push. Corn is hovering right above very key support lines right now for July and December corn. It needs to hold this level. If it doesn't hold this level, it opens up downside targets about 20 to 25 cents lower.
Wheat, what's the story there? And why can't we get some gains here with the geopolitical turmoil around the world again?
Usually you do get that kind of build into it. I don't know if it's because you just built up prior to this Iran and Israel event. And so I don't know if that's kind of why, but we have kind of pushed up, kind of got through those 200-day moving average for July Minneapolis wheat, struggled, and have tried to get back above it again, and we are just not able to really do that. So I think more than anything, it's more of a technical issue right now with these resistance lines than anything, and hopefully eventually be there. You do have rains coming for parts of North Dakota into the Canadian prairies, And I think that is probably one of the bigger stories of putting some pressure onto Minneapolis wheat.
And there's your market analysis from Monday's markets. Monday's weather found rain, thunderstorms, Diva, a couple of tornadoes, Wadena and Brainerd, much less worrisome today. Let's check the forecast now.